This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for another monthly almanac. This month, we are talking about March. We'll explore some of the folklore, history, celebrations, and nature you can enjoy this month. March is named for the Roman god of war, Mars. For Romans, this was the time of year to resume military campaigns that had been interrupted by winter. March's full moon, called the Worm Moon, reaches peak illumination on the morning of Tuesday the 3rd, 2026. This will feature a full lunar eclipse. As the moon passes through the Earth's shadow, it will take on a deep red hue, creating a striking blood moon. What other events can you celebrate during March? Well, the 8th is International Women's Day, which celebrates the achievements of women and the progress made towards women's rights, but also brings attention to the ongoing struggles for equality around the world. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. He is the patron saint of Ireland, and according to folklore, people wear a shamrock on St. Patrick's Day because the saint used its three leaves to explain the Trinity. This celebration started as a religious feast to celebrate the work of the saint, but it has grown into an international festival celebrating all things Irish. People take part in parades and dancing, eat Irish food, and enjoy huge firework displays. March 20th brings about the spring equinox, marking the beginning of spring. This takes place when the Earth's axis is tilted neither towards the sun nor away from it, giving the impression that day and night last for equal lengths of time. And as we enter spring, there are a few seasonal foods for us to enjoy. The first British asparagus, Jersey Royal potatoes, and spring greens, along with Savoy cabbage, will be in season. The dawn chorus will start to emerge this March as well. Over the coming months, the birds will sing to stake out their territory and attract a mate. Different types of warblers can look very similar. They're a group of birds that are mostly brown or olive colour in their plumage, with sharp, slim beaks to aid their insect-heavy diets, but they're easiest to distinguish by listening out for their springtime tunes. Listen out for the chiff-chaff song from the treetops like this. And you'll also hear the blackcap's scratchy trills from the scrub, like this. And towards the end of the month, the willow warbler will join the symphony. You can hear them in the dawn chorus, like this. Flowers will be blooming as well. The blackthorn is one of the first blossoms to come into flower, along with the cherry plum, pear and plum. The lesser celandine, which is a member of the buttercup family, will add a splash of yellow to bare ground. And woodlands will soon smell rich with the scent of ransoms, as wild garlic flowers carpet the floor. Getting planting in your garden or green space is a great way to connect with nature this spring, as at this time of year, bees and butterflies will be seeking out a feast after the cold winter. Learn more about the nature you can enjoy every month on the RSPB website by going to www.rspb.org.uk. And for now, we wish you a very happy start to spring from RNIB Connect Radio, and I will be back once again in April.